Kia ora, welcome back, and I'm very excited to have in the studio my friend, my pal, my RDU work colleague formerly, Kravis.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, you're quite the face around Christchurch.
Am I?
Yeah.
Hi.
You're always doing musical things.
Yeah, I've been quite busy, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff going on lately.
What's that like, the life of Kravis?
Just a lot of sleeping.
Right, okay.
I'd say.
Well, at least you get sleep.
Yeah, and a lot of mentally preparing myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but no, it's really fun.
Yeah, it must be great. So... How did this even start for you, this whole?
It would have started, so I went to this random party in Sumner, and
that's
where I met Corbin Ferg from 2 Minds.
Oh, yeah, love.
Goose and Freddie Tuco.
Yeah.
And I just was, like, infatuated by what they were doing.
Oh, okay,
I've always wanted to DJ, but I never really knew how, and I didn't know many females that did it. And I was like, screw this, I'm going to do it. And I got made redundant from my job from COVID. I had to move back to my family's home in Timaru. And I was like, I need a hobby. So
yeah,
I literally
enough.
Ordered DJ decks the next day. Just some little DDJ 400s, which are those little shitty ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I moved all my shit out of my flat in Wellington and got home, they were sitting on the doorstep waiting for me.
Oh, brilliant.
And then it's just been... that ever since.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, such a sick community in Christchurch. Very welcoming and very like open to letting newbies have their shot. And
I would say you have helped foster a bit of a community as well.
Yeah. I'd say definitely Sugar and Spice has.
Yeah.
Largely. Like Becca is such a queen.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Even sort of when I started mixing, I could probably name like 4 female DJs, and now the list
There's
just
heaps
goes
now.
On.
It's exploded now.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah, that must be like rewarding for you in a sense.
Yeah, definitely.
See.
And even like now, if I get asked for certain things that don't quite align with what I want to do, like you know, now I can be like, well, here's a list of DJs that will really enjoy this opportunity and. Yeah,
that's
have a good
crazy
time.
To think for like a small place like Christchurch.
I know.
As well.
Yeah, I was in Auckland for a gig, and literally every DJ that I met up there from like Auckland and Wellington, they were like, "Oh, the Christchurch community is so amazing. I wish
really?
We had that. Like,
oh,
we don't
nice.
Have that. Like, it's
oh,
so good.
Oh, that makes
good.
Me feel good.
I know. Like,
oh, wow,
it's pretty cool to hear, right?
Other than that, like, what would you say is different about our scene? Compared to like Auckland and Wellington.
I think it is just like people knowing each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And right. like no one's really pitting each other against each other, which is like really important because you're all just kind of having a good time.
And that's what matters.
And like maybe it's just we don't take ourselves as seriously as other cities, maybe.
Yeah.
But also our nightlife is just pretty good too. And we've got, like, very specific venues for specific stuff.
Yeah, we do, don't
Whereas,
we?
Whereas, like, I feel like Wellington and Auckland kind of struggle with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty sick.
Have you played in Timaru?
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
I will
no,
never. I will never, 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 never. Literally,
would
my mate was trying to set that up, and I was just like, nah. That,
would they have a venue?
Yeah, I saw a drum and bass DJ used to play, well, did a gig at... one of the bars I used to like sneak into when I was like 17.
Cool.
I was like,
cool.
Oh God.
Oh my God. So how would you say kind of you've changed from now to when you started kind of your music habits?
I would say like my music genre taste has broadened.
Yeah.
And I definitely have just like way more confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, I've kind of found, like, now I just play the gigs I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just, yeah. And I just like doing, yeah, cool stuff. Like, my genres are still super broad, and I want to keep myself sort of that way.
Yeah, keep it broad. Because I assume as, like, a beginning DJ, it's kind of that mantra of, like, play as many gigs as you can, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did a lot of gigs last year.
Yeah, right.
That were just like, I was like, why am I here? But, yeah, I've had a few gigs where like they didn't know what they wanted and I just kind of rolled up and they'd have like all the wrong gear and everything and stuff. But I was just like willing to be there and just like so excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, right. So. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. I got booked.
And now you can be picky though.
Yeah.
So you just wade through the shit really.
Yeah. There's not too much shit.
Yeah.
It's more sort of some of the like uni,
yeah,
like, want to play this specific ball or like, you know, like that sort of thing. Yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm all good.
So RNA,
yes,
Sugar and Spice Takeover,
yes,
that's cool,
yes, I know.
How did that come about?
Well, Becca is like really well affiliated with RNA because she did all the poster stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does all the like
creation
of the content and
collateral. Cool.
But that's not just why. It's also because Sugar and Spice is like freaking awesome.
Great. Amazing.
And we've got the biggest list of incredible DJs.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's
played
a 12-hour takeover, right?
Yeah. So they normally do, most years they do the like the Waihine takeover day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I played last year in the cabin as well. And that was, it's so much fun. Like
the cabin is incredible.
It pops off. I played there at like, I think it was like 4:30 or something last year.
Yeah.
And it was still like packed and I was just playing absolute bangers. And
like a transformational space.
Yeah,
like
it's
found myself in there.
Yeah.
I've seen the light of God.
It's basically the night is just going to progress.
Yeah.
It's going to start quite housey with me, Patella. Becca.
So you start, do you?
I'm starting.
Oh, wow.
I've got a bit of a big New Year's. So I'm like, I need that early set so I can go and nap.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, and also just house vibes. Can't
totally.
Beat it.
Great.
Love it. It's going to be fun.
So what time what time do you start?
I can't remember. I think it's like 6:30. So it's
6:30
later this year.
6:30.
Yeah, I think
cool.
That's mad. Or it's like 5, maybe 5 till 5.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. But it's going to be so cool.
Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
So I've been asking everyone who's done this, what's like your weirdest DJing experience? I feel like you've probably witnessed some crazy things from the DJ booth.
Yeah. I mean, like the occasional just like people making out quite close to you for quite a significant amount of time.
Yeah, that's odd.
That always makes you feel quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can imagine.
This was quite funny at the Liquid Exchange gig a few weeks ago. My mate Max Obscura, was playing Jungle, and one of the girls in the front row leans into him and goes, "Can you play drum and bass?" I mean, like...
Oh.
Like, I think he already was.
Yeah, what?
It's all good. Huh? And then what else? I mean, I've showed up to a gig once and they gave me one of those like Yamaha mixing discs that they use for bands that have like heaps of channels and like
shit.
They gave me one of those and then like one really, really old CDJ and then like a brand new CDJ. And only came with one USB, but with the old ones, you need two USBs to have on each side.
Really? Oh.
And I fully just had to be like, I can't play. Like,
oh, shit.
But they gave me the aux cord for a bit, and I just, like, took the piss and played Dane Rumble.
Yeah,
played,
hell
like,
yeah.
Four Dane Rumble
great,
songs.
Great,
and that was my contribution,
need?
And I still got paid. So,
wow, really? Okay,
I played,
cool.
like, three Dane Rumble songs and then just left.
You know he's, like, a jeweler now.
Yes, I did see that. I had a little stalk of him the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real weird. Good on
him. Yeah, I kind of love how he's just like, I'm going to make an album and did it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a classic now.
We stan.
Yeah.
We really do.
What a hero.
He was from Ashburton, wasn't he? I think he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Ash Vegas.
Yeah.
Start talking about Dane Rumble.
Yeah. He's fun. He's great.
He is.
What can I say?
Yeah.
So, what was it, 5 p.m.? I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
What day is it?
The 30th.
The 30th. Oh, the middle one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Middle day. Cool.
It's going to be good.
It's always the day, like, you go hardest, so I feel.
I definitely did last year, too.
Yeah. So. There you go.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
So, it was good to get my set over and done with, and then I could just go and, like, send.
Yeah, yeah. Will you just be, like, you'll probably just remain in the log cabin?
It's definitely gonna probably end up like that way.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely my highlight from last year was being at Fat Freddy's Drop, where like Becky B was playing at the Buddha stage.
Oh, yeah, and cool. Love that stage as well. That's a fun stage.
Incredible. Apparently, they're getting rid of it.
What?
Yeah, they're doing something new.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's exclusive. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow.
B was playing there. We were there for the start of her set, and then we're like, okay, we'll pop to Fat Freddy's for a bit. Yeah, go enjoy that.
Yeah.
And we come back, and fully just there's this herd of like crowd there, like watching her, and it just like made me like teary eyed.
That'd be proud, cool. Like
child moment. It was just like, oh my God, I can't believe like. They let us do this.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, me
too. I'm so excited.
You're coming, right?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I will be pitching a tent in the log cabin. Like,
do it.
Yeah, I'm just going to live
there. Someone brought their blow-up mattress last year into the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 4 a.m. as well. There's just this thing like bouncing around in there. So.
There's someone on top of it.
I think they tried.
Yeah.
But they did not achieve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, often inflatables make their way in there. I've seen inflatable dolphins, all sorts.
Yeah.
Weird.
All sorts of shebang.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's welcome in the log cabin.
Do you know what the weirdest thing was, actually, though, last year? Was going behind the scenes of the fridge. Because they've got this, like, huge green room back there.
Oh, right.
And we were just sitting there, and it's literally, you know how there's, like, a crate?
Yeah.
They're just, the DJ's actually not even in the crate. The crate's like there, and they're just like on the other side. Like you can see their like their whole body on the other side. It's so strange. That is odd. Like, whoa, like illusion ruined.
I had actually forgotten about the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
that's
lit.
One of the slightly newer stages, I think.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's barely a stage.
Barely. I've actually been to R&A way too many times. Well, there's no such thing as too many, but.
I don't think there is.
No.
I've been twice now. This will be my third.
This will be fourth or fifth time for me.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I can't even remember now.
Well, it's so convenient.
It's so convenient. Yeah. It's almost like the perfect number of people.
Yeah.
And it's actually just quite pretty.
And you
as
get
well.
To just like afterwards just like go zonk out by the lake or hang out in Queenstown or Wanaka.
It's great.
Just like, bleh.
Yeah, Wanaka's a great place just to like die in, basically.
Yeah, recoup, rejuvenate.
Yeah, that's key.
Have a little siesta.
Well, we've really sold R&A here,
I think we have.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Get your tickets now.
Kravis, thank you so much for joining
for me
this morning.
No worries.
Big day ahead?
Just working.
Just working.
You know how it is.
Yeah, it's the grind.
It is the grind.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Liam.